mein auf den Supercast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast, episode 364. I'm Adam.
And I'm Izzy.
What?
And I'm Izzy.
Right, try and say your name properly.
Why can't I say Izzy?
Because that's not your name. And your mum might listen to this.
Never
mind. And we're here because certain members of the usual podcast team can't be bothered to show up for any of the podcasts, can they, Isabella?
Mm.
No. So we're going to stick to our duty of trying to produce a weekly show. Hence, Ben was on last week. That was a bit rushed. Hopefully, he'll be on again in a slightly less rushed situation. This week, we're going to be talking about... I forgot what I was thinking. What did I say we're going to talk about?
Star Wars.
No, eventually, that's the only thing that got you to sit down next to me. No, we were talking about the forthcoming Christmas special for one. Oh, actually, no, I know what we'll talk about. Before we move to Christmas special, I was just reminiscing because we've had to put up with this thing for 11 years, and 11 and a half years now, because we've actually gone past the threshold of the half bit, because you are now officially 11 and a half. And I was just reminiscing to the day after she was born. I'll check my calendar on that one. Can you remember that, Isabella? 2006 it was. Let's go back in time. Look, it's like I'm flicking back in time using my... Oh, here comes the dog. Using my clicking TARDIS. It's not going back fast enough. Right, let's go back to years. There we go. What year was it?
2006.
Right, so you...
Okay. Yo, ye.
It was 2 days after you were born because you decided that you wouldn't be very well when you were born. Yes, Isabella thought one of the first things she'd do after being born was throw up everywhere, and then she carried on throwing up everywhere because the other thing she thought would be a good idea was to drink amniotic fluid instead of milk, which made her tummy a bit poorly. So she had to go down to the neonatal intensive care unit. It's at St. Mary's Hospital. But she returned to us in the ward 2 days later, on the same day that a certain Doctor Who story was on, which we watched in the ward with Alicia, who was actually watching Doctor Who in those days. And
did you see the dog in the background? Like,
the Garm is in the room. Yes, old Garmy, there he is. Oh, no, he's there. There he is, Garmy. Yes, not a good thing for the audio. Could you lean forward a bit? The microphone's over there. Why is it you and your sister and microphones have not got anything working very well? Where did I get up to? Yeah, we were going to watch, I think it was the Satan bit or something like that was on the 10th of June 2006. So, you had a fairly immediate infinity with Doctor Who, even though you were probably asleep through the whole episode. Before you had any interest in Star Wars, there you were, with us all, as a family, in hospital, listening, stroke watching Doctor Who. David Tennant, that was. Satan Pit. You'll have to watch that one, won't you? It's your birth story.
Is it?
It is indeed. So, a few years later, we decided to put a podcast together, and can you remember a time in your life when we haven't been podcasting? Bearing in mind, you were 3 when we started.
Amy fell down.
No, that's not what I asked you.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
So, can you remember a time in your life when we haven't been podcasting? That's the question.
No.
Right, okay. Are you fed up with it?
Oh, no.
That's a yes.
It's just like, when I try to sleep or like watch some YouTube, I hear you guys downstairs.
Yeah, that doesn't affect you because you're watching stuff. Doesn't affect you at all. Anyway.
But even if I'm not, I still hear you guys.
Yes, but
it's
you
like...
have pretty much watched every story from Matt Smith onwards. And for some
David
reason...
David Tennant onwards.
What?
I've watched all the David Tennant.
Yeah, you have going back. Well, I'm talking about from when, you know, from when it was out. You wouldn't have watched David Tennant.
Oh, yeah, Matt Smith. I suppose you would have. Matt Smith is...
Yeah, but that's the one you would remember watching, bearing in mind we've been doing the podcast all that time.
I remember something.
Despite all that, despite suffering the most of your memorable part of your life, Stephen Moffat being the producer of Doctor Who, Which is probably the reason why you don't like Doctor Who. Perhaps, I don't know, because us stalwart Doctor Who fans tend to stick with the show through thick or thin. And in fact, you'll probably find that not a lot of Doctor Who fans have become Doctor Who fans during the Stephen Moffat era. Certainly not you. In fact, during the Stephen Moffat era, we've actually lost Doctor Who fans. One I can think of. Which one?
Alicia.
Correct. Yes, Alicia was indeed very much a Doctor Who fan, and we started the show, like I said, during series one of Matt Smith, and she gradually fell out of love with the show, and eventually got to the stage where she didn't actually want to watch it at all. So, with that in mind, and I did mention this to Ben last week, it does rather indicate that the Stephen Moffat era has had a detrimental effect on Doctor Who fandom. What do you think, Isabella?
I don't understand a word you just said.
Oh, grief. Right, I'll try and put it in layman's terms. Stephen Moffat has ruined Doctor Who because it doesn't get new fans since he's been the producer. So you've had the opportunity of liking the show to become a fan. You haven't. I mean, it's like me. I've watched Doctor Who from my birth up to the age of 16. More or less, 15, sorry, and I wasn't a fan, but I still watched the show. Then something happened, Peter Davison's piece was ice, and I became a fan. Right, so there is time for you to become a fan. What I'm saying is, Moffat has done nothing to generate fandom.
He hasn't just added that extra excitement.
I think there has been excitement, but there's no spark.
Added that. Yeah, exactly. He hasn't added that spark to make me like it. I kind of like it.
It's just a program you don't mind watching.
To me, in my opinion, it doesn't have much of a story.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but that's your opinion.
It's my opinion.
But
Star Wars for me is amazing, and Harry Potter.
Well, you can't go wrong with Harry Potter, but that's not the point.
Hogwarts for days. Actually, no, Ravenclaw for days.
What I'm saying is, you will watch Doctor Who when it's on, and probably enjoy it as much as any other normal viewer. But you won't go back and watch a story. I mean, is there any stories you've thought? Because I know you have sort of put on the odd, you know, you've watched it on you know, one of the other channels, a story has come on, you've watched it. Is there anything from the current era that you think, oh, I sat down and just watched the Doctor Who today? Is there anything? I know we have delved in, we watched something, haven't we, not so long ago?
Yeah, we did. I forgot which one it was.
I know Death of the Doctor is quite... Not Death of the Doctor, the other one. Day of the Doctor was quite good. I don't know if we watched that one.
Day of the
but
Doctor,
what we did,
I've watched
we,
that one.
We went back and watched some Tenants, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and that's the point, isn't it? I think
we watched the one for Sarah Jane.
Yeah. Yes, at school reunion.
That was one of my favourites.
So what we're saying, basically, is that didn't make her a Doctor Who fan. Have you ever seen Blink? Ironically, a Stephen Moffat story. What do you think of Blink? You don't like Weeping Angels.
Terrified me.
But it is brilliant.
I want to watch it again, like, because I'm older.
Okay, we'll watch Blink at some point. Okay. Because Blink is a story. During the RTD era, do you know who RTD is?
No.
Russell T. Davis.
Okay.
Right. During his era, he was the rebirth producer. That's when the show gained lots and lots of brand new fans, including, at the time, Alicia. But like Ben probably says, there's been a certain amount of ruining of the show.
Peter Capaldi just turned so dark.
It's not him. You can complain about Capaldi's the Doctor. That's far too close to the phone. To the microphone. It's the actors just do their job. They act. It's just what they're given to say and do. And I think he has been given some good monologues. Monologues.
No.
But yes, so what I'm trying to lead on to, that's going to fall off.
It's
empty.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the show's not gained enough fans under Moffat. I'm sure somebody will come along and say, oh well, yes, I wasn't a Doctor Who fan before Stephen Moffat became producer, and now I am, but let's see them all come up and say so, eh? Don't be Cecilia, Isabella. Right then. So, what are you thinking of the trailers that you've seen of the Christmas special? Have you seen any trailers?
No, I actually haven't.
What?
I haven't seen any trailers.
So you saw the end of the last story where the doctor was trying not to regenerate and bumped into this old bloke with a hat and a...
Which was the first doctor.
Well done.
Because I'm smart.
No. So he's meeting his old self, who is also regenerating, because if you won't know, because you haven't been on the journey with us.
He goes into Jodie Whittaker.
No. The first doctor is regenerating, and the 12th doctor, they're both in the process of trying not to regenerate.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, it does, because if you did been with us on the journey, the first doctor you see in that episode is the doctor that was in a story called The Tenth Planet, which was William Hartnell's final story when he regenerated into Patrick Troughton. Yes, so in between him sort of stumbling out, he got released in the cyber, whatever it was, and he was feeling rather ill, and he said this old body's wearing a bit thin, and he stumbled out and we did see him again, and then Penn and Polly, his companions at the time, who you will see in the Christmas special played by different actors, eventually get into the TARDIS themselves and find the doctor lying on the floor, and he regenerates into Patrick Troughton. Now the story we're watching is filling that gap on the Christmas Eve. We're seeing what happens when the doctor leaves Ben and Polly. He then meets the, because he's on his way back to the TARDIS, meets the 12th doctor, goes off of an adventure with the 12th doctor, and at some point both of them regenerate.
Okay,
yes, does that sound interesting to you?
You also said to me that we were going to talk about the new doctor.
I did. Oh, the new doctor. Yes, we're going to talk about the new doctor, because I presume, because I usually do these things, regenerations, at the end of a story, which is a bit of a shame. It would be nice to do it in the middle at some point, so we get a little bit of the new doctor, have a bit of a taster. But at the end, I presume, of this story, we'll get to see the new doctor, Jodie Whittaker. And Isabella has something to say about Jodie Whittaker being the new doctor. Here she goes.
Don't like her.
And how can you know you don't like her when you have never seen her play the part?
Well, she always plays some depressing parts, and...
That's not...
Yes, she does.
All right, well, that's not her fault. She's an actor.
To me, in my opinion, she's just really dull.
Yeah, the parts she's played have been dull parts. Doesn't mean to say she's going to be dull in the show,
no,
but carry on.
Even though I know she has played some, like, fun parts
has
as
she?
Well. But, yeah, she has. I saw it on YouTube.
So you haven't got an objection.
And, wait!
Sorry.
And, in my opinion, she's just really dull. And if she pulls the Doctor off, then that's somehow a miracle, because I don't think she'll make a good doctor.
So you're not objecting to a woman playing the part, you're objecting to Jodie playing the part, is that correct? So which woman do you think would have been a better actor to play the doctor?
Oh gosh, that's a hard one for me.
So you haven't got an answer, so...
No, I don't know though, because I didn't vote for a woman, I voted for a man.
Clearly, but, you know, Jodie Whittaker got the part. I mean, if you look back over time, and you won't remember when Matt Smith got the part, when they were doing this, ooh, who's the new doctor going to be? Ooh, it's Matt Smith. They did a big program and they revealed Matt Smith right at the end of this sort of thing of people talking about who they wanted the new doctor to be. Matt Smith was revealed. Not a lot of people have heard of him. What did you think of Matt Smith as a doctor?
I thought it was a great doctor.
So there you go.
So loads of people know who Jodie Whittaker is.
Yes. That's true. Probably loads of people know who Jodie Whittaker is more than they did than Matt Smith.
Thing is, I still think it should have been the guy from Death in Paradise.
He's a bloke.
Exactly.
Yes, well, he wasn't. He was a red herring.
Jodie Whittaker, she could have played the assistant. Would have been all right.
Yeah, but if you accept that a woman can play the doctor, you must have an idea of an appropriate woman to play the part.
I can accept a woman to play the doctor, but I can't think of anyone who can play the doctor.
Well, there you go then. So we might as well have Jodie then, mightn't we?
No, it's still no for me.
So you're just not going to give her a chance?
No.
Okay. That's not very good, is it?
I know.
Are you still going to watch Doctor Who, even though Jodie Whittaker's a doctor?
Probably not.
Pardon?
Probably.
Well, there you go then.
You'll probably mate me.
I won't make you, but I'd be disappointed if we had the show on a Saturday evening.
Like, nope.
Mind you, come to think of it, most of the time when Doctor Who's on, I'm doing weddings, so I don't get to watch it when it's out anyway. I come home, you lot are in bed, I watch it on my own, and then you and your mum watch it the next day. Or that's what I'm told. Well, your mum at least watches it. But
no, your mum falls asleep.
And the other thing, of course, to take into consideration, that if you do watch it, then you have an opportunity to appear on this show. Which is, must be bait in itself.
The quiz.
Yes.
I've won twice on it.
Yes, does that...
I beat Kirby.
Does that make you want to watch the new episodes that will probably be on next September?
I need to do the quiz.
Well, there you go then. That's going to make you... Well, the quiz has some impact on Doctor Who fandom. There we go. So, this week, viewers and listeners, Isabella, myself, and she who must be obeyed, Debbie. That's her mum. Went to watch Star Wars The Last Jedi and went along to it because somebody... now, spoilers. There will be spoilers, so if you haven't seen it yet, you might want to stop your iPads or whatever you're watching on, or you might want to stop watching the Facebook feed because we're going to talk about it a little bit now. I've told you, I've warned you. You've had a chance to stop your thingies. If you want to be spoiled, you're going to get spoiled now after 3 seconds. One, two... Right. We were told that it had a rubbish ending.
It wasn't rubbish.
Let me say. Some of these people that post on Facebook that things that happened. It's like Apprentice. Somebody posted down, what a surprise ending. Well, fortunately, it wasn't. They didn't post the actual surprise, but it made me quickly switch off my computer. I put my phone away for about 12 hours so I wouldn't get spoiled on it. People spoiled the winner of Strictly Come Dancing because... Why can't people understand? Not everybody watches the programmes when they go out. Not everybody goes and sees Star Wars on its first day. We saw it on about its fourth day, didn't we? Well, no, a second day, wasn't it?
Yeah, second day.
Right, so... So we had people that posted, and I did complain about somebody trying to spoil it for everybody who hadn't seen it. So this is why I've put a big warning up about this. So, it was actually very, very good... I won't spoil it as much as say a certain character dies at the end of it, but it seems to be the in thing now with Star Wars films that a main character dies in every single story. Can you remember episode 1, who died?
No, I can't talk. Where was the person that died?
Because you don't know, do you? It was Quin Quay Quan Quu Quan, whatever his name was, with the long hair and the beard.
Quinn Hall.
I can't remember his name.
Quinn Hall.
You know, the one played by the Irish bloke.
Quinn Hall.
Is that what his name was?
Yes.
Really?
Master Quinn Hall.
Really?
Hmm?
I'm glad you
I'm asked. Smart.
How the hell did I get that one right? Right, and the second film, who died in the second film? Do you remember? Pardon? What? Wasn't it Christopher Lee's character?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't know who that is, though, do you?
The
other evil, you know, bloke with the thingy, you know, lightsaber.
Darth Maul.
No, Darth Maul died in the first one. That isn't. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah,
no.
It does.
I'm sure another character died at the end of episode 2.
Second.
Episode 3. Of course, we had several deaths. We had the death of Pan. What is it? The Leia's mum. What's her name? Padmé, yeah. She died. Episode 4, of course, we saw the death at the end of Obi-Wan himself. Episode 5, we saw the death of... who died at the end of episode 5? Somebody died in episode 5. Oh, of course. The chap with the ears, a green thing.
You didn't die in episode 5, you died in episode 6.
Oh, did he?
I'm...
All right, who died in episode 5, then?
Episode 5,
somebody must have died in episode 5.
Someone did die.
I want to be proven right with this.
Someone did die in episode 5. Think brain.
Anyway, moving on. Episode 6, of course, we saw Anakin die, and we saw, like you say, Yoda died. Episode 7, we saw Han Solo pop his clogs. In episode 8, somebody else does die. Course, we had an actress die anyway, didn't we?
Kylo.
So I reckon episode 9, they're all going to die. Be a whole lot.
Kylo kills.
So there we go. So
Kylo kills himself.
It's quite a long film. Two
very
and a half
long.
Hours.
It's a very
There's
long
lots
film.
Of wars in it, hence Star Wars. There's some comedy in it. There's some beautiful cinematographicness going on. Excellent dialogue. It's a very, very good film. I think I saw somebody post online that it that they weren't sure whether this was their favourite or episode 4 was, because episode 4 is the original. What do you think, Isabella? How does this rate in the 7 Star Wars films? 8 Star Wars films. 8.
Okay.
This may take some time.
We're doing the ratings.
Just how do you think this one rates compared to the others?
Can I do the top 8?
Number 1 be number 1, number 2 be number 2.
No, I mean like my top 8 favourites.
Yeah, lean forward, the microphone's over there. I'm leaning back and listening to
my top 8 favourites. So number 1, my favourite one of all, would have to be the... Wait, no, it's going to be the top 9.
No, we haven't had episode 9 yet. Oh, I suppose you can.
No, Rogue One counts though.
Go on then.
It does count.
Isn't there going to be a Rogue 2 at some stage?
No. Dad, just no.
There is a sequel.
There is a sequel.
And I think George Lucas is supposed to be doing the sequel. But carry on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, first things first, my favourite one of all will be Empire Strikes Back. That's one of my favourites, so it will always be. Next would be Force Awakens. I love that one. Number 3 would be Revenge of the Sith.
Is this in reverse order?
I'm going from favourite to least.
Oh, go on then, yeah. Sorry, yeah, okay, go on.
Revenge of the Sith, my third. 4, The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi is my 4th. 5, New Hope. 6, Return of the Jedi. 7, Rogue One. 8, Attack of the Clones. 9.
Yes, 9.
Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace sucked.
Phantom Menace. Isn't that the first one?
Yep. Sucked.
Yeah, it was a bit too long. The other thing about that, obviously, a thing that they tend to do in Star Wars now, and there we have CGI, is put cuties into it. We've got a few cute
Rose.
Little animals. What?
Rose.
Rose?
Rose is cute. Rose is pretty.
Rose?
Last Jedi.
Rose.
Finn's new girlfriend.
Oh, what? Oh, you mean... Oh, yes. No, I forgot about her. No, I was talking about the cuties, as in the little... little puppet things. Well, not even puppets, are they? They look like the Star Wars equivalent to... one of those little sort of fat creatures that were in that Doctor Who story. Adipose. Yeah, they look like the Star Wars version of Adipose. And they look quite similar to our very favourite dog, who's Brown Star. However, there's some other little things called crystal critters, which look curiously like magic. In fact, they look like a cross between magic and star. If they actually had a baby together, you'd end up with a crystal critter, which is quite interesting in itself.
Imagine do that.
No, don't, Isabella. Please put that down. Mm-hmm. So that element was quite good. What else was quite good about it? Nothing, see?
No, there's so much good about it.
Trouble with it.
They added more about Kylo.
Oh yes, well, she's talking about added more about Pot Kylo. What she's actually saying is that he took his shirt off, and she then spent all the time he had his shirt off, grinning at the screen.
No, I didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he took his shirt off.
No, I didn't. Yes,
ow. Well, he did. He did, and you did.
Right, what? So, I didn't. Okay.
Well, you did. You just said, get very excited.
No.
Or
you said he took his shirt off and so did you.
No.
Yes, you did. You just said that.
He tied her hair. Yeah, well, he got excited. He took his shirt off and you got excited. You got me made excited. You just sat there with a big smile on your face.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I should have taken a picture of it because you did. And you probably will when the film comes out on Blu-ray. Or even on Sky. You can buy on Sky Store or whatever. Stop hitting me. It doesn't make any difference. Mm. So, we're now awaiting episode 9. Now, interested to see how they're going to get over a few little hurdles. One being the demise in real life of Carrie Fisher. Now, I know they bought Carrie Fisher...
Oh, yeah, they're killing Carrie Fisher.
They brought her back to life for Rogue One. They also brought Peter Cushing back to life for... Was it Rogue One? It was Rogue One, wasn't it? So, it is possible for them to create digital versions of these past actors. And... be interested to see whether they actually do that. Now, with episode 9, I personally would be quite disappointed if this wasn't actually the end of the Star Wars saga. Yes, I know they can make Star Wars stories up, you know, filling certain gaps, but I want this to be the end of Star Wars, the story.
Number 10's the last one.
Oh, God, you told me number 9 was the last one. I was told he wrote 9 sort of plans for stories. I know, obviously, he didn't stick to that plan because other writers have done the films. I also heard the rumour that George Lucas himself was doing episode 9.
Yeah, he is.
So what I'm saying... Oh, you said there was 10 films, but not and part of the story of Star Wars. What I'm saying, all right, please try and understand. I want the next one, episode 9, to be the... So you get... Instead of, it continues, or whatever, it'll say at the end, Jung at the end. And then all the other new Star Wars films will just fill the gaps. So, you know, we might see something that happened before the time of Obi-Wan, or we might...
I ship Rey and Kylo.
What?
I ship Rey and Kylo.
You've chipped Rey...
Ship.
Oh, you reckon that the love that Kylo is going to have for Rey will turn him to the good side? It's got to be balance in the universe, Isabella. So therefore, there must be darkness. So,
Rey and Kylo for life.
You've got a very pink colour all of a sudden.
They're meant to be.
Yeah, but if Kylo turns to the light, somebody else must therefore turn to the darkness to have that equalness that they were talking about before.
I think
the Force.
I know who that be.
I know. No, it's going to be Finn.
No, Finn will sound good.
Will he?
Yeah.
He get killed off. He's the one they're going to kill off in the next film.
No.
Oh, spoiler, because of course he could have got off killed off in this film. Oh, we've got indigestion. I would get indigestion from those blooming pies. Thanks for that. So, yes. This time next week we'll know that what's happened with Doctor Who. We'll have now a woman doctor. We'll have to say a very sad goodbye to Peter Capaldi and Pearl Mackie. And therefore we'll have also seen the back of Christmas.
Yay!
And we will also be doing a podcast. That means the people who could be bothered to turn up for this show should eventually, or apparently, turn up to record on Boxing Day evening the special show that we're going to do about the Christmas special. I just don't know if I'm going to have time to write quiz questions for it.
Are we done?
Are you getting bored with this or what?
I don't know.
That means you are.
No, because badminton usually...
There's no badminton, darling. That's no, why you're here doing it this for me.
I mean, badminton, like, usually start at 7.
Oh, I see you're trying to get out of doing the podcast.
No, I'm not.
You're not. So what do you want to do then?
I don't know. I got Stranger Things upstairs.
Stranger Things there. So what's this Stranger Things? So
Stranger Things!
Tell the listeners what this stupid blooming Stranger Things is all about. It's a Netflix program that she's obsessed with because all her friends like it.
And not all my friends like it. Barely
half of her friends like it.
Barely any of my friends like it.
So why are you watching
it? Barely any of my friends watch it because they don't have Netflix. Ooh. I love Stranger Things.
So how have you heard of it then? If you have, if you're none of
because
your friends watch
it's
it.
The most popular TV show.
It can't be if it's on Netflix because Netflix. Not everybody. You said not everybody's got Netflix. Crown's on Netflix. That's
my,
very good.
Not many of my friends.
Matt Smith's in the Crown.
Very good program. I don't care.
Stop whispering. It's an audio presentation. Go on there. Tell us about this.
I don't care.
Tell us about this program that's named after you. What's it called again?
Stranger Things.
Yes, go on then.
It's me.
Quickly and briefly before
okay,
I fall asleep.
Let's think first. Stranger Things is...
No, rush. Go on then.
Stranger Things is about four kids who are best friends since whenever, and one of them, named Will, goes missing one night. And basically, this girl appears out of nowhere. She has telepathic powers.
She said telepathic powers.
Telepathic.
Just
telepathic powers, so yes, she can do things with her mind.
Yes.
It's awesome. And basically Will tries to protect her. I mean, Mike. Mike tries to protect her from the bad men that she ran away from.
Otherwise, they would have been dead.
I hope you're not going to tell the whole story. I just want to know basically what it's about.
It's just about these kids trying to find their friend and defeating a Demogorgon.
Pardon?
Demogorgon.
So it's Isabella, the beast, Isabella says it's good. And
it's
I say
really
The Crown.
Good.
If you've got Netflix, I had Netflix a few years ago.
Watch Stranger Things.
Netflix is really, really good. You can actually watch things like...
Stranger Things.
The Big Bang Theory, which I've been trying to watch from the beginning.
I've watched the whole series of that.
Of what?
Big Bang Theory.
What, on Netflix?
Yeah. No, I mean in real life. Oh. I've watched the whole series, all of them.
Right, so that's it for that part of the proceedings. What I want to talk about now, Isabella, is the Isle of Wight Comic Con.
Yay, I want to cosplay as 11.
Yes, well.
If you see anyone looking like 11 from Stranger Things, all the Stranger Things fans out there, you know who you are. That'll probably be me.
Well, they won't be watching or listening to this show because this is a show for Doctor Who fans, Isabella.
I don't care.
Right, the Isle of Wight Comic Con can boast an announcement of some guests. So we've got Alistair Pearson, who I might have had something to do with, attending with and this
artist.
Yeah, it's another artist. So a couple of artists attending. Moving on to announced guests in the world of film, television, and media, we've got Joseph Pantoliano.
Ethan Phillips.
Do you know who Joseph Pantoliano? Let's open it up.
He's in the Goonies.
Oh, he's in the Goonies. All right. We've got Ethan Phillips, who very exciting for me because I was a big Star Trek Voyager fan, and I'm determined to get you watching Voyager. But getting you out of your bedroom is a very difficult thing to do.
Exactly.
But can we try it?
No.
He played Neelix in Voyager, Star Trek Voyager, everybody. And we have Connor Trinneer, who was in Star Trek Enterprise, among other things, Stargate Atlantis and Stargate Origins. So our friend of the show, Reese Parton, would probably be quite interested by that. Sylvester McCoy, who was in The Hobbit, apparently.
He was.
And a friend of the show, John Davey, who I might have had something to do with getting to attend. He has been in more episodes of Doctor Who than the Doctors all put together. And he's very well known.
Who is John Davey?
For playing or being inside a Dalek, being inside a Cyberman costume. Long-term listeners of this show will know who John Davey is.
For me, it's just like...
I can announce that in the Traders Bay, our sponsors, whoone.co.uk, will be there. So if you want to buy some really good Doctor Who stuff at the convention, you can get it through whoone.co.uk, along with the sex shop, that's CEX. Fantastic Saw, A Master of Disguise, and... Idle Mind, so some really good craftspeople, designers, traders, etc., going to the Comic Con. Among some things like dinosaurs and
Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Things to do. There's lots of cosplay organizations going along. There's a Doctor Who Zone.
11
for apparently
days.
We, the 20 Megabyte Podcast, are. I can't remember how he worded it now. He said that we're in charge of the Doctor Who Zone. I've got a funny feeling, though, this Doctor Who Zone will not be where Sylvester and John will be residing. They'll be in the guests area, but hopefully we might get a visit from them. But here we go. iZones. Oh, that's Dino Zone. Where's the Doctor Who Zone?
Dino Zone.
Oh, yeah, Doctor Who Zone. Yeah. Island Con 2018 will be host to a fully-fledged Doctor Who Zone for all our Doctor Who fans. We know there are many of you out there. Aren't there? You're not one.
Nope.
Updates and additions to the Zone will be made in the run-up to Island Con 2018. The Doctor Who Zone is sponsored and run by... What's that say?
The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who...
It doesn't say
podcast.
It in a high-pitched voice. To kickstart the zone, we have a full-size TARDIS, two full-size moving Daleks, K9 to keep an eye on the Daleks, and Dr. Dixie Cosplay, which is a little girl who cosplays as various doctors. Very cute.
I'm going to be cosplaying as 11,
She definitely leads to... when she says she's going to be cosplaying as 11, she doesn't mean the 11th Doctor, by the way.
No, 11. It's in Stranger Things.
I thought it might be somehow. All right, we're just going to move on to Doctor Who News.
Mum said that she's trying to find the costume.
It says, the Twice Upon a Time media pack, with just 1 week to go until the world gets to see the final moments of the 12th Doctor in Twice Upon a Time, the BBC has released a wealth of promotional material, including interviews of the main cast, which we're not going to watch. But yeah, what else we got? Escaping in the First Doctor's TARDIS, a Christmas special preview, which you, I don't know if you've seen or not. Have you seen any of those previews?
No.
Well, we're not going to see that one either. There's also been some more Lethbridge Stewart's literature released. Doctor Who magazine issue 520, which features the 12th Doctor on the cover. Will you stop making stupid noises? Because Lois and have an Andy on the show. Yeah, so we got guests in that issue with Pearl Mackey, Mark Gatiss, friend of the show, Stephen Moffat, Earl Cameron, Philip Hinchcliffe, Paddy Russell, Inside Sharda. I want to see that. I've got that on DVD. I haven't watched it yet. Daniel Hill and Olivia Bazalgette. It's a strange name. Sharda on location, The Fact of Fiction, and Phantom Piper. Actually, if you didn't already know this, you can get the Doctor Who magazine from whoone.co.uk outside of Great Britain much quicker than you would do if you wait for it to arrive in the US any other way. Well, anywhere else around the world, for that matter. As a new game been released by the BBC, Doctor Who Time Vortex VR, which is a virtual reality Doctor Who game. Looks like fun. And if you've got the available kit, that would be fun. Another trailer for the Christmas special. We've got some pictures also, which were
Adolf Hitler.
Well, that's not Adolf Hitler, that's the captain. We don't know whether he's a goodie or a baddie. And I tell you what, the 12th Doctor doesn't half look like John Pertwee in that picture, doesn't he? You don't know who John Pertwee is, do you?
The First Doctor.
No, he's the Third Doctor. A bid for lunch with Russell T. Davies.
I said the Third Doctor.
Did you? I'll let you off then. Gay Dio, the UK's LGBT radio station, is offering the chance to have lunch with former Doctor Who showrunner Russell T. Davies. There's also been a photos post published on social media of the breakfast with the doctors. I suppose all the living doctors are supposed to be like, well, I don't know if Tom Baker was involved in that, but somebody could have breakfast with them. Two of them were shown to be on iPads. Paul McGann and one other one. So, oh yeah. Oh no, I can't. It was Paul McGann and someone else. I thought that was a bit cop out, that was. Oh, look, you can get the figures. I've got to get some of them. The Doctor Men vinyl figures. But according to this picture, there's only four of them: the Doctor First, Doctor Fourth, Doctor Eleventh, and Doctor Twelfth. And I'm rather disappointed that my favourite Doctor, Doctor Fifth, hasn't been included in any of the stories or any of the vinyl figures. Very, very disappointing indeed.
Guess what?
What?
Rip.
What?
Rip.
What's that mean? So, so this will be the last 20 megabyte podcast before the Christmas special. So, Isabella and I would personally like to wish you all a very, very merry Christmas. I'm not going to say don't drink too much sherry or eat too many mince pies, because that's what you're supposed to do at Christmas. Get fully stuffed with Christmas food, Christmas drink, Christmas cheer, and then go on a diet in January, which is precisely what I'm going to do. So,
you're going to go on a diet?
Be quiet. Until the 26th of December, hopefully. No promises. Bye-bye.
Ta-da.
Doctor Who Podcast is an APV services production sponsored by whoone.co.uk and novazi.co.uk. We are a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the British Broadcasting Corporation. No copyright infringement intended.